Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn, truth, banned? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure this is the place to soothe your anxiety. If anything, we are here to rev up the anxiety. Maybe anxiety is the wrong word, but to get that passion flowing for teaching truth. Our guest, Jesse the Walking Man Turner, joining us tonight. Johnny Lupinacci, we're talking about this idea of banning. And Johnny, you before the break reminded us now that in Florida, the legislation put forth is to ban the word gay in elementary schools. So we're banning gay, we're banning the teaching of white supremacy, we're banning the teaching of structural racism. I threw out this idea of, then let's teach about generational and systemic poverty. Right now, that seems to have not been encompassed by the banning group. However, as we point out, I'm pretty sure that somebody would be offended if we taught the fact that poverty isn't the blame of somebody's working inabilities. Jesse, though, all three of us were in this work, though, of working with future teachers. Knowing this is out there and the future teachers are wondering, you know what, I don't know if I can teach in Florida. I don't know. I can't support not being able to talk about the sexuality issues. I don't know if I can not teach about racism and the Civil War. I don't know if when it comes into poverty, if I'm going to upset somebody. How do we instill, though, Jesse, back and say, no, teachers, future teachers, you got this. You've got to do this. You have the responsibility, and kids are counting on you. How do we get that message across?
So it's a friend we have in common.
Okay.
Julian Vasquez Helic was on a radio show with me. And we were discussing the teacher shortage and not people not coming to school anymore, become teachers. And he talked about in 1970, a majority of students, I think he said 70% of them, had selected education as their major back in the 70s. And now we're trying to pull together handfuls of people. And Julian said we were a bunch of us from across the country. We had talked about our numbers, and we're all talking about our numbers crashing down. And Julian said, our numbers are back up. We're back up to pre-COVID. And I asked him, how'd you do that? He said, well, you know, if I talk to millennials, he said, you got to know what millennials are like. First of all, they're not stupid. They know that teaching is hard. They know it doesn't pay anything. They know there's a lack of respect. They're not dumb. But you got to sell them on the mission. You got to sell them. They have to have a mission. They're not in this for the job. So if you sell them on the mission, you'll get the teachers. They'll come to you. And that's what he said. The University of Kentucky is selling. They're selling teaching as a mission, a vocation, you know, almost like the missionaries going out into the world and bringing the faith to people, that kind of concept. So I believe in that. So if you're in my classes, you get a good sense that this isn't a job. This is a vocation. This is a calling. And if you want to really do this job, you need to have a mission, you know, and that's what does it over there. So without the mission, this is a job that burns out very quickly, and we know that.
But, you know, Johnny, I think about that, and Jesse, you hit that perfectly because I say that all the time, but isn't what the banning, the quote, banning of divisive topics, banning of racism, I mean, that's actually, I take those attempted bans as truly trying to gut the mission of teachers. And in fact, because if those become truth, I can't have a mission if it's, quote, against the law to teach truth, to teach struggle, to teach the realities, to bring that advocacy and that mission-oriented situational position. You know, I get, because Johnny and I, we've had Julian on the show a couple of times too. We've talked about this. I just worry that these bans, though, the people putting these bans in place aren't dumb. They're very smart. And in fact, the reality is that they're going after what you just said, which is taking apart and picking away at those millennials, those people, those future people who imagine doing something incredible with kids and saying, sucking that mission vision out of them. And I worry about that. And I'm not criticizing Julian because I believe him wholeheartedly, but I'm worried that these attacks are actually an attack on selling the mission of teaching.
I'm sure they are, Tim, but you know, it's just the first time in 30 years that I can say to my history teachers in my classes, there are plenty of jobs out there. I couldn't say that before. Right now, the killing of this mission is they're doing it on purpose, and they are chasing so many people out of the profession that guess what? I don't have to go to Florida to teach anymore. I don't have to go to North Carolina to teach anymore. I got plenty of jobs in Connecticut. And in Connecticut, if you want a mission, you want to teach about poverty, you want to teach critical race theory, you want to talk about sexuality and identity, you could do it here. And we have jobs, and we're probably going to come to Florida to recruit their students, to take their mission-oriented students away from Governor DeSantis. He's going to be recruiting robots to teach his classes. That's what he's going to do.
Johnny.
Yeah, I think Jesse hit the nail on the head. I think it's going to send people to places where good teaching is supported, and it's going to set a precedence for our leaders, right? And I say that loosely because I don't always mean the elected officials, but for our leaders to support education and support, you know, scientific literacy in classrooms, to support civil liberties and awareness and knowledge of children's rights and human rights, right? And a valuing of these things. And I think the young people, this is the thing I do get excited about, and I'm with Julian. I think it's more than the mission. I think young people are coming up through the ranks and coming to college and saying, all right, enough's enough. What do we got to do? And we just got to remind them that the classroom is ground zero for empowering young people to making change, right? It's historically part of a national identity for any democracy. And so I like that young people are coming in and say, okay, enough is enough. Where do we roll up our sleeves and where do we change this world? Change is long overdue. We're tired of talking about it. We want to do something about it, right? And that's across the boards in their passions. So whether they're going into design, right, or architecture or engineering, they're saying the world is burning, literally. They know about climate change. They understand the injustices of racism in this country. They understand sexism. We have massive social movements around the world that are making this loud, right? And the young people understand it, and they're coming into our classrooms and saying, what can we do to make change? And education is absolutely one of the places. So I'm with Julian saying we gotta remember the mission, but I'm also with him on the fact that he says these young folks are not dumb to this, right? They're incredibly sharp. And they also know that they're not gonna do it for unjust wages, and they're not gonna do it, right, with the disrespect. And so there's a real change coming in education because these young folks who are coming in, and I don't mean young like young in age, it's change of career folks too.
Right.
Right. It's people who are entering into teaching, right, who are coming in and saying, we're going to do this in support of a different kind of democracy. And it's front lines, right? The other thing I want to amplify what Jesse brought up is these legislative moves are in every way to really replace teachers with people who are not qualified to teach, people who don't share that mission, and with robots, right? And I don't want to sound like a science fiction conspiracy theorist here. I'm not deep in the Reddit threads on this, right? Okay. It's simply true that there's a different model of an education industry that says, let's move out teaching and move in tools, right, and technologies that make it so that the teacher is more the tech provider, right? They're just making sure that kids are there and things are plugged in. And so, you know, what we know about that is we can make more money per pupil than if we follow what's best practices for teaching and learning in our classrooms. And so Jesse said it, Julian also knows it, Tim, you know it, and I know it, and we're singing it loud from the mountaintops. Let's make schools a very different kind of place. And some of our states and areas are really, really promoting that. And teachers will, in droves, go into those classrooms and make the change. I'm optimistic.
Man, so we went from pessimism a couple weeks ago to the teachers walking out, never coming back. We get Jesse the Walking Man Turner on there. He elevates us to some optimism in the fact that, hey, these people that want to teach are going to know how to teach. And in fact, DeSantis in Florida, you're going to drive your best teachers into those places. Johnny, you put that there too. I like this idea of saying, you know what, though, as my small community or wherever I'm from, we support incredibly powerful teachers come to our place to teach. The idea that now teachers are empowered to go where they can live out that mission that called them. And as you said, not necessarily young, people who are called to teaching. I like to frame it that way. It's, you know, you could be a career changer at that one moment. You're an engineer and you say, wait a minute, I got a calling. I feel it. I want to go back to the classroom. I want to give something back. I want to teach truth. I want to teach reality. I want to give these kids something. Jesse, that just reminds me of the conversations we've had over the past decade, man.
Exactly. The essence of democracy is to prepare the next generation to rule itself. That's a basic John Dewey. John Dewey, the progressive educator that they forget to talk about now, was more radical than people believe. When asked what was wrong with schools and kids being ready for schools, he said, schools were wrong with schools. That kind of concept. So I think our young people know it. I think DeSantis has 5,000 teaching vacancies. I checked today, right now, and growing. New Mexico, that's where you want to go. That's where I want to send my teachers. They're embracing critical race theory. They're embracing a social study that recognizes Native people, that recognizes all of this stuff. So, you know, you're going to be able to choose where you want to go. And if you want to be a robot, you can go to Florida.
And I don't want to do that, man. I am not looking for the robot, that whole other part. Oh, busted pencils, fully leaded, education talk number. Hey, we didn't even give it out once here tonight, Johnny, because I think it's been so busy and us talking. 844-967-2789 if anybody else wants to jump in and give us a call. Jesse the Walking Man Turner, Central Connecticut State University, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth Band, as the show bumper says. It is a crazy time. I do have to admit that we go through up and down pessimism and optimism on this show when we talk about the plight of teaching, the reality of what kids are facing. And I knew this is why I needed to have Jesse on today, to bring it from the mountaintop, to bring us back to that positive space of saying, no, teaching is a mission. It is a calling. And in fact, teaching, whether it's poverty, whether it's race, whether it's sexuality, whether it's whatever, this is the reality. And Jesse, you said it there too, the preparation for participating in democracy. Man, Jesse Turner, thank you so much for your night on Busted Pencils. We will gladly hook up with you again. When we get back, Johnny and Tim, break it down. Busted Pencils, back after the break.